WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Quincy Jones is now one of the big men in the music business, but he started out in jazz in the late 40s and early 50s, playing for a while with Lionel Hampton and arranging for musicians like Ray Charles, Oscar Pettiford, and Dinah Washington. He went on to do everything from writing soundtracks to becoming a record company executive. Jones really hit big when he started producing Michael Jackson's solo albums. Now Jones has brought together musicians that reflect the scope of his career. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Back on the Block.
Sticks and stones may break your bones, but you ain't never felt the wrath of Quincy Jones. Hard to the core, an entrepreneur, and jam steady mix slam for you and your pleasure. As you listen to every measure, groove with the track as the cue gets fresher.
I've been away for a long time. Now I'm not only back, but I'm here to rhyme. So bust the mood as I include that I'm back on the block portraying the dude.
So hey, young world, saying Quincy, Quincy.
The ambition and range of Quincy Jones's Back on the Block is pretty amazing. Jones seems to have conceived of this album as nothing less than a musical history of African-American music. Enlisting musicians like Dizzy Gillespie and Ice-T, Jones is attempting to touch bases ranging from jazz to rap with pure pop ballads in between. The album thus becomes the attempt of the 56-year-old Jones to prove that he's still on top of things.
Ice-T, let me kick my credentials. A young player bred in South Central L.A., home of the body bag. You wanna dive, wear the wrong color rag. I used to walk in stores and yell, lay down. You flinch an inch, AK spray down. But I was lucky cause I never caught the hard time. I was lucky to steal the bust of dope rhyme. All my homies died, I caught the pencil. Lost the diamonds, cops told the benzos. Living that life that we thought was it. Fast laning, but the car flipped. I'm not gonna lie to you cause I don't lie. I just kick thick game. Some people say why? Cause I'm back on the block, I got my life back. So I school the fools about the fast track. I get static on my style and my technique. Profanity, the blatant way in which I speak. But the dude knows the streets ain't no kiddie game. You don't know the dude? Quincy's his first name. He told me, Ice, keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't give a damn if the squares don't understand. You let them tell you what to say and what to write. Your whole career be over by tomorrow night. Rap from your heart and your heart's with the street.
That's the album's title song, a rap performed not only by Ice-T, but also Melly Mel, Big Daddy Kane, and Kool Moe Dee. But the music behind the rapping suggests some of the eclecticism that Quincy Jones is aiming for. It's performed by musicians as various as Toto's Steve Porcaro, Weather Report's Joseph Zawinul, and pop session players Rod Temperton and Michael Boddicker. Two cuts later, Jones follows this up with a raucous duet between Ray Charles and Chaka Khan on I'll Be Good to You. As I hope is clear by now, Back on the Block is a very imaginative, very peculiar record. The musicians performing here have virtually nothing in common except for the fact that Quincy Jones likes them. Jones, who began his career 3 decades ago as a jazz arranger, bandleader, and producer, moved into the 60s with such an open mind that he oversaw the production of Leslie Gore's pop sob classic It's My Party. That was a huge hit that Jones has said both established him as a mainstream producer and brought him a lot of grief from his jazz colleagues. Jones went on in the 70s and 80s to produce albums for Frank Sinatra, George Benson, and Donna Summer, but most of all for Michael Jackson. The albums Off the Wall, Thriller, and Bad were all supervised by Jones and thus associated him with such a massive superstar that Back on the Block can also be heard as his attempt to reestablish his independence from Michael Jackson. Jackson doesn't appear on this album, but his style is pervasive anyway. On various cuts, Jones employs El DeBarge, who sounds a lot like Michael, and Saida Garrett, who once duetted with Michael. Jones also showcases his new discovery, 12-year-old Tevin Campbell, who sounds a lot like the prepubescent Michael.
I know tomorrow will bring better you, better me. I know that we'll show.
Back on the Block is a bold record that's easier to admire than it is to enjoy. Jones's obsessive eclecticism leads him to things like a slavish cover of the awful jazz homage Birdland, and a showcase for the insufferable Bobby McFerrin on the coyly titled We Be Doin' It.
We got that rhythm, pumping up a beat without a drummer. Tell me, ain't it tough? We got a great big bottom, getting down. Got the only low bass, baby, when there ain't no bass around.
The virtues of Back on the Block are Quincy Jones's modesty. He's downright eager to eliminate any trace of a consistent style in his production job here, and also his open-mindedness. There's no other musician of his generation who's been so encouraging of the young rappers represented here. But ultimately, Back on the Block is an awkward affair, well-meaning but overblown.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for The Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin.